Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
7:45, quarter till 8, Monday morning. That means it's time for Monday Morning Markets with Mark Roser, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. How you doing, Mark?
Good morning, sir. How are you? I love the weather.
I'm doing well for a lady my age.
That's it. I understand.
Mark, I don't know if you heard anything about this or not. I know you you try to stay up on everything, but there's something going on with tariffs. Have you heard about that or not?
In the 30s?
No, now. Today there's something going on with tariffs. Yeah.
I've not heard anything about you. Well, okay. Tell me. What's going on?
Well, apparently
I haven't heard anything about
tariffs and counter tariffs, and I'll see your tariff and heard. I'm kidding, of course. Let's talk about
likewise.
The market, and I don't know if people that are freaking out, just have a word or two about that, please.
Well, they are freaking out. And, you know, I could talk about last week's manufacturing indexes and construction spending and other manufacturing numbers that were up, and nobody's going to hear any of that because we're worried about the business at hand. And Wall Street, the unlicensed daycare center that it is, will run to the doors at any sign of trouble. And they've always done that. And that's where you get a sell-off in the magnitude that we have. And it's because uncertainty. I get it. But you got program trading. You got computer trading. And we lost from the second to the fourth, two, if you want to call it three calendar days, 4,000 Dow points. As if we didn't know that, but that's 10% down in a couple of days, and I think that party is not over. And Tommy, I think try to listen to every one of your guests that are talking about tariffs, and the more you listen to them, I'm convinced the more complicated it can be. Mm-hmm. And I just take some comfort in the fact that it's artificial, and this could be reversed. In usual market sell-offs, the one we saw 3,000 Dow, we set a record, 3,000 Dow points in one day was when COVID was hitting. And nobody could put their hands around it. You can't negotiate with it. You don't know how long this is going to last and how many casualties are going to be involved. And can we solve this thing? And that's a market sell-off. That's something that, okay, well, you're going to have untold number of firms that earnings are going to be hurt. That's going to send the stock down, thus the market down. But you know, the economists are warning that, well, you know, it can increase inflation, the tariffs, that is, and it can slow the economy. And they always put the qualifier at the end of that, if kept in place. And I do think, well, other news came out over the weekend that 50 countries, I don't know, have a list of those, have already come to the table in response to last week's tariff action. And Tommy, I was speaking to some people over the week. Well, you know, all the manufacturing it's supposed to move in, that's going to take years, and it would take years. And I think, okay, you have to start somewhere. But I think what's partially going on is our president is a deal maker, and he wants everybody to sit up straight. He doesn't want what they have been doing, that our most favored nations. He feels, in his words, they've taken advantage of us with trade imbalances. And, you know, you have fairly strong economies that are failing to live up to their promises of years ago that to get defense spending up and to get themselves in line. And they said, no, we don't want to get defense spending up because we know you'll cover us. And that's what has come out repeatedly. That's what he's upset about in part. We all should be upset at that. But, you know, some examples, India's applying 150% tariff on many things that go to India. I heard that quoted. And after he was applying some reciprocal tariffs, they dropped it to 100%, still too high. But Canada, Mexico for sure, Germany, China, all of them in recession right now. And some people would argue that we're in recession. And if we are, okay. But I'm not thinking that we're in recession yet. This might lead to it. But we are the big kids on the block, and we could withstand anything economically better than they can. And I think that's what we're seeing. All of this unfold, and some are saying, well, it should have been done a long time ago. But the combination of trade deficits and fiscal deficits, I'll never forget that. It was quoted on the movie Wall Street in 1987, that's mm-hmm. trade deficit and fiscal deficits in this country out of control. And nobody's had the political will to get their hands around it. And I think this is just a little taste of what things could be to point the economy in the right direction for a meaningful point of time in the future. You know, the Fed meets in 30 days. He's certainly got the Fed sitting up straight. And I think they've moved back a potential rate decrease from the June meeting into the May meeting. At least that's what is quoted this morning on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Fed Watch. But it's
waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You know, this has got to wait and see, and I just feel the devil what I think, but I think this is going to be very short-lived.
Well, first of all, not the devil what you think. You've been in this business all your life, so we value what you have to say. But let me take a break, Mark. When we come back, I'm going to talk about specifically the market, because I think people sometimes watch the Dow or the recap of the market's activities, and they get all freaked out when they don't realize that maybe they're detached from that. Depending on a 401k, they may or may not be invested in that. It could have something to do with them. It may not. And the other side of it is that unless you're planning on retiring soon, well, then just everybody take a breath is what I'm talking about here. And you know what I mean. We'll talk. Pick it up here when we come back. 9 till 8 now. Traffic WWL. 7:57, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Monday Morning Markets with Mark Roser, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Mark, let me read this text, and I think it goes to what I said before. Tommy, being a simple person, my most accurate assessment of the economy comes from viewing my retirement account balance. It ain't a pretty sight, Sal. Talk about that, Mark. People get freaked out when they hear, you know, the breathless analysis of the market a minute after it opens, or you know, at the end of the day, when a lot of times, first of all, markets go up and go down, and unless you're retiring soon, it doesn't really matter. And if you are, you should have been in something safer before that, right?
Tommy, that's it. And I think you and I have been covering this since late last year. And what sparked that old conversation was that the markets hit an all-time high, mm-hmm. and then at 45,000, not long after the election. And then the Fed came out and said, "Oh, this is the price for perfection. Nothing could go wrong at these levels because mm-hmm. that's all of the enthusiasm that were added into the market." Mm-hmm. Then our Friday segment ensued with, "You got to know what you own, and if things are too hot to handle, that would have been the time to calmly move your portfolio around or talk to somebody about doing same for you." And 401ks and all of those things that I would venture to say that 99% of all the 401k holders know very little about. And it's I wish it was different, but I work in that environment. I could see it and talk to people. They say, "Well, just you know, I've got a fund that you know it's going to help me retire in 35 years." Okay, well, we don't have to have too much of the conversation with that person. And I saw it in the credit crisis where people's portfolios were tumbling, and it's like I was supposed to look. I could see the guy's face. I was supposed to retire next year, and he had $1 million in Citigroup stock that promptly went down to let's say $25,000 from a million. I don't know if he's retired to this day. That type of whack he couldn't afford to take, but he was too. It was too much in one place. So those are
Mark,
a couple of examples.
Real quick, before we let you go, the average person, if you got $1 million, it's time to take that out and put it in something safe or hold a little bit back to invest, correct?
Well, let's say, you know, Warren Buffett was raising an unusual amount of cash last fall.
We'll pick it up Friday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.